I was in this cage, Tiger shouted impatiently. Oh, of course, said Jackal. I was in the cage. Not you, Tiger shouted, me. Where is my head? Jackal sputtered. Let me get this straight. The tiger was with the Brahmin, and the cage came walking by. Tiger roared, enraged by Jackal's stupidity. Look here, I'll show you. I'm the tiger, right? Yes, Jackal said. And here is the Brahmin, okay? He went on. I was inside this cage, understand? Yes, well, not really, Jackal replied. I don't think you could fit in there. Of course I can fit, Tiger shouted. He stepped into the cage to show him. See, I fit perfectly. Jackal slammed the door shut and latched it. Now I see, he said. You do fit perfectly. Tiger realized he had been tricked and roared with such rage that the leaves on the trees shook. Now that's what I call fair, Jackal told the Brahmin with a grin. The Tradition of the Trickster Jackal. Trickster tales are short fables using animal characters that tell us something about human nature. They are usually quite old and were passed down by word of mouth before being written. In trickster tales, the animals represent different human characteristics. The jackal is a popular character in trickster tales from Africa and Asia, most often representing a person who is full of tricks. The jackal's reputation as a cunning, tricky character is derived from characteristics of the real animal. Jackals are members of the canine family that includes dogs, wolves, and hyenas. They live in the grassy savannas and bush country of Africa and Asia. Like the fox, which is also known for its tricky, clever behavior, a jackal will sometimes cross water to throw chasing dogs off its scent or run around a bush several times before running off in another direction. Jackals are good at dodging poisoned traps and avoiding meat that has been touched by human hands. The jackal's role is similar to that of the fox in Greek fables told by Aesop, and of coyote in many Native American tales.